It's the end of a long working day, and I've come to meet a group of people in central London who all took part in yesterday's demonstration outside the US Embassy against the film Innocence of Muslims. I mention the long working day because all of these people are keen to emphasise that they do work. In fact, they're all professionals. A couple of doctors, an engineer and a businessman all regard themselves as very much respectable members of British society. And they are also members of the controversial Muslim organisation Hizb ut-Tahrir, which organised yesterday's protest. Abdul Walid, if I can start with you. This film was made by an obscure group of people in Southern California. It's by all accounts dreadful. No one would have heard of this film if people like you hadn't been making these protests. Why was it worth all the fuss?
I think you've got to understand how Muslims feel about our Prophet. The love for the Prophet is an emotional thing. It's not, it goes beyond a rational thing. So when we see our Prophet insulted, there's no way a Muslim can feel he can just remain silent about that.
Muhammad Omar, if I can ask you, the millions of Muslims around the world have been upset by this film. They would never have been upset if it wasn't for the protest. They would never have heard of this film.
Well, I don't think it's fair to blame us for that. The issue had hit the media already, and we need to make a robust response. What we can't do as Muslims is allow the insult to the Prophet to go uncommented on. That's a fundamental value for us, just as freedom of speech is a fundamental value for Western states.
Nasreen Nawaz, what many people don't understand is why on earth people were protesting outside the US embassy. This film was made by an independent producer in Southern California.
The US government is trying to wash its hands of this whole film, and it cannot do that.
Well, they can. They didn't have any responsibility in the film being made.
No, because the American government governs over a legal system, a legal framework that allows such disgusting movies to be produced that insult the faith of minorities, Muslims, and across the world, knowing very clearly that it's able to curb freedom of speech when it comes to national interests, when it comes to libel, when it comes to slander, closing down Yahoo accounts, closing down Facebook accounts, closing down YouTube accounts, and so on. So really, the American government is not blameless for allowing this movie to be produced and circulated under the legal framework of the state.
Mohammed Jalani.
America is the number one transgressor in the Muslim world. It has invaded Iraq, it's in Afghanistan, and so on and so forth. In that context, whether the American government sanctioned it or not, the American government is seen as an aggressor.
So you make it sound like this is just an excuse to have a go at the United States. It hasn't really got much to do with the film.
The point I'm saying is that you cannot take that context out of the equation. That context exists. Put it into that context, and you can understand why there's anger.
How far does this go? I mean, does this mean now that any time anyone in any country makes a comment or a movie that upsets you, you'll be protesting?
If you allow me, I would like to turn the question around, which is that why do people find it so surprising when Muslims actually respond, whether it's a small movie, when a sacred tenet of their belief is actually insulted? I would really question whether this idea that people can insult the faith of minorities and feel that those minorities need to accept that. People say that this is a mark of a progressive society and a civilized society. No, it's a mark of a disrespectful society. The mark of a civilized society is when you have respect. And you cannot have that when you have the right of individuals to insult one another on the basis of freedom of speech. Islam rejects this kind of value.
Abdul Wahid.
I think sometimes it's worth people in Western society actually looking at the way freedom of expression has gone. It was born out of a reaction to an authoritarian political leadership allied to the church. It has become something where a child doesn't respect their parents, a pupil doesn't respect their teacher, somebody on the street doesn't respect the law, and then people complain about disrespect and antisocial behaviour in society. When you have freedom of expression unlimited, the freedom to insult, it has consequences, and it has negative consequences as well. They might look at society and these freedoms a bit differently.
Abdul Wahid, Mohammed Omar, Mohammed Jalani, Nasreen Nawaz, thank you all very much indeed.